And we're recording. Welcome, everybody, to the Breakfast Club, episode 35, with Ashton Lerald, also known as Hakujin.
What up?
I said that in the most American possible way. Hakujin.
Hakujin.
Hakujin. Kind of makes sense with the name.
Yeah.
Where does that name come from, Hakujin?
Japan. it's Japanese, roughly for Caucasian.
Yeah.
Or person. Which is a joke because I'm Italian. But I looked that up. My friend who speaks Japanese was like, "This is what you should make your nerdcore name." And I was like, "Okay." And then I just checked real quick to see if anyone else was using it, and they weren't, so I took it.
That's
and the rest was history. All two features of my long spanning career.
As good a name as any, yeah. Hakujin. Of course, you had that my favorite of your long career has been that the song you did with Schwabity.
I enjoyed that one. It was really cool to work with someone who spoke another language. It was like two cultures really coming together.
Yeah. That's how I always feel. Now that I've been getting into drill, just trying to learn the beautiful English language has been such a journey for me.
Yeah. No, it was a blast.
Shout out Freshy Canal in chat, and also thanks for that follow. Hope you're doing well. And Amelia, hello. So Hakujin. I guess maybe just in case anybody doesn't know, like, the difference, like, who is Ashton Lerald and who is Hakujin, and why is there a difference?
Ashton Lerald was my father's name. Ashton Lerald is the rap name that I basically have still because my friend dared me to make it my name, and I, you know, at this point, I'm not changing it.
Yeah. And how long ago would that have been that you picked up Ashton Lerald? Like, what age?
We're coming up on 10 years.
Congrats.
So, thank you. It's been a pleasure. But I wanted to, like, start doing more nerdcore stuff and kind of keep the two separate, I guess. Because I wasn't really ready for the public to know that I was a nerdcore artist yet. Freest, how old were you when you knew that you were a nerdcore artist?
You know, there's this period of that you go through where you think, I just appreciate nerdcore. You think, I'm not really a nerdcore artist. You know, I'll listen to it. I'll look at the art. I'll appreciate it. You think,
right,
I'm not that, you know? After a while, you sort of think, maybe I am nerdcore. And you gotta have those conversations with people. You gotta talk to your nerdcore friends. You gotta say, hey, when did you know? When did you know that you were nerdcore? And they go, some of them say, honestly, I'm still discovering things about myself when it comes to my nerdcore, you know? And some people say, I've always known.
Yeah.
My grandpa, he always knew.
That you were nerdcore, or that I was?
That he was nerdcore.
Oh, okay. He was nerdcore.
Back in the war, yeah.
The nerdcore war.
Yeah. He's 35. This side note is what I love about any time that I've ever talked to you about almost anything, because you and I do one similar thing, which is just start talking about something, accept a premise, and just go.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a whole lot of times when I talk to people, I do that because that's just how I am, and then they're like, I'm so confused right now. Where are we? What are we doing? And we have those same questions. We just don't worry about them.
Yeah, no, it's not. None of that's important.
No, it's not.
Just keep talking or keep listening, and it'll work itself out.
Don't smile because it's over. Cry because it's still happening. Oh, God, why is it still happening?
As Margaret Thatcher once brilliantly wrote.
um, Oh, Freshy Canal says my nerd core. He got them triple layers. Yeah, I'm like Panda from Jujutsu Kaisen. I have three nerd cores. And it's like a
You just couldn't help yourself, could you?
No.
You never can. It's one of my favorite things about you. I'm gonna put a hat on.
Okay.
Just to let everyone know.
Everyone, can we get some Pat Pogs in chat for? Can we get some?
You know what,
can
I'm
we get
take
some?
This hat off.
Can we get some emotes for the hat coming on? Oh, sorry. Can we get some negative emotes for the hat coming off?
It was like the brim was going against the pillow, and it just.
That's why I don't wear. Yeah, that's why normally I wear a snapback backwards, but if I'm sitting in a chair with a back like that, I always put it forward. Except that. Oh, go ahead.
This has a very bulbous front, and it just says cigarettes on it. So what?
Nothing. It's just sometimes I hear a phrase that just makes me happy, and bulbous front was definitely one of them.
Yeah, I'm actually dieting, so I could lose my bulbous front.
Yo, did you ever listen to Bulbous Front? He was this MC back in the day, back in the 80s.
Yeah.
People say right that like, you know, Biggie and folks like those guys got their flow from Kool G Rap. Kool G Rap completely lifted his flow from Bulbous Front, and people don't know about that.
Like, there's so many people that wouldn't know that you're kidding at all because of. Like, I think the average Zoomer would be like, I don't know who any of those people are. It all sounds right to me.
Stupendium has a very good point. Bulbous Front, spelled Frunt, sounds like a Harry Potter character. That's I'd probably say Bulbous, like Ous, right?
Yeah.
Like Bulbous, Bulbous Front. I feel like Bulbous Front teaches like plants, whatever that's called.
Oh yeah, he definitely teaches plants. For sure, horticulture.
Horticulture.
Yeah. I had a friend who went to college for that, and goddamn, what a stupid major. shout out to them, though. I don't think they finished that.
Is it like, because here in Indiana, we've got Purdue, which is a, it's a college for like engineering, but then also like bioengineering. So there's a lot of, they do like human cloning. No, they do like, they do a lot of like, plant engineering and like modification. So like
my shitty delinquent brain just goes like, oh, they must be making better weed, like that's
anywhere but Indiana.
I don't know, like, but yeah, well, I mean, it just got legalized here in Jersey, and I think it's one of the few states where it's recreationally legal, but you still can't like grow it. I don't even like smoking weed that much. I'd have a much better time growing weed and just being like, hey, and give it to my friends. I'd feel like weed Santa Claus because I'm not gonna fucking use
weed
it.
Santa Claus. You're just coming out with album names today that are just really good.
Oh, what dude, that would have been like a great Snoop Dogg album.
Weed Santa. Well, because he's got what's his Christmas album called? Christmas in the Doghouse.
Yeah, that was the B side. Could be Weed Santa Claus.
Weed Santa Claus would be a really good track off of that. Let's actually look right now and see what the tracks are on that.
I'm just gonna Google Weed Santa Claus.
In the Doghouse.
Oh Jesus, these are the most like boomer MySpace. Like, yo, Santa's hitting the bunk, dude. Yo, Mary Highness, dude.
here's a. Oh wait, it's not showing the full titles. how is it not have enough room to show the full titles? This is an embarrassment. Here we go. Okay, we've got Christmas intro, Xmas on Soul, This Christmas, The Gift That Keeps on Giving, and a new Xmas. So they're kind of like it rotates back and forth between Christmas and Xmas. Like every other one is either
the dichotomy of man.
Xmas. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When I was doing that like little like stoner impression, dude, I hate stoner culture like so much.
That's so sad.
It is. Like, I don't hate, like, people that smoke weed, but I hate that people who, like, are weed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm gonna, like, nod like I wasn't just on the 420 Nerdcore cipher. But yeah, go on.
You've never once been like, do you want to see, like, my Pashmina collection?
Yeah, because I'll go to jail. I'll go to prison.
Right.
Federal prison.
Yeah, no, I'm not a huge... It's mostly people that actually talk like that in real life. Like, if you talk like Cheech and Chong in real life and you're like 25, I don't like you immediately. You can be really nice, but I won't like you ever.
I think for me, it's like, it's more like people who act like that, but definitely don't smoke or like have once. And so it's like every Snap story or like Insta story. It's like every time that they have weed, it's like everyone has to know. Everyone has to know. It has to be in my Tinder profile.
Well, yeah, that's like it's like frat guys like posting stories of like the first White Claw of the day or whatever, where it's like just, you know what I'm like, I don't know many, like, I don't know, like Doug Stanhope isn't doing that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Stop appropriating my culture is what I'm saying.
Yeah, big problem for us is people appropriating our culture. It's
as alcoholics.
So,
yeah,
so sad to see.
I know, and it's just, it's gone so mainstream at college campuses. It's crazy.
Yeah, clubs and colleges all across the nation are doing it. Here's some more tracks from Christmas at the Doghouse. Right, so a lot of these are the thing is, a lot of these are normal. The least normal thing is that it rotates between Christmas and Xmas. And I don't know like if that's a subtlety or if that's just how he wrote it down, you know? Actually,
it could be.
I feel like, how often does Snoop actually write stuff down or just sort of like have it in his head or just kind of freestyle it? Because I feel like he doesn't write a lot of stuff down.
That can be said for like a lot of artists from that era, where, like, you know, they might write a couple things down, but it was like largely,
yeah,
sort of
like Lil Wayne talks about the same thing, like,
yeah,
sort of getting in the studio and just going. And now that it's so easy to punch stuff in, like, I don't know why
I can't do that, dude.
Would write anything down, really?
I can't punch it in. I have to, like, my recording process is so fucking annoying, even to me, because I'll. Like, it's probably going to happen tonight if I end up writing anything. Bobby will put the instrumental on. I'll come up with, like, four bars. And if I can come up with that in the first, like, 30 seconds, then we keep working on it. If I can't, I'm like, yo, this song's trash. I'm already pushing too hard. It's like I'm, like, creatively constipated. So all my best songs have been, like, I heard the beat, wrote the first four bars or whatever, and then I just listen to different parts of the beat on a loop and write to that until we have a finished song. I'm sure his roommates fucking hate me. Like, hearing the same five-bar part of a song 1,100 times in, like, a six-hour period cannot be fun for them.
It's always so interesting to me to hear everyone's different process, because, like, some people are really meticulous where, like, they have to have the entire song written down before they, mm-hmm. like, even begin recording. I might do, like, my process is a little different these days. Like, or someone like Mir Blackwell, like, or Peso Pete, they do a lot of punch-ins where it's just, like, let the beat play, think of a bar, punch in, do the bar, do the next bar. You know,
yeah.
Never write anything down. Or like Mir, sometimes he'll write down kind of roughly what he's gonna say, and then however it comes out is how it comes out.
I also like writing it down first, because when people ask me to fucking send them lyrics to songs, if I don't already have them, I'll be like, yeah, I'll get it to you, and like 2 months will go by. It's something that would take, I don't know, 10 minutes for me to just listen to the song and be like, what exactly did I say here? Write it down. But I'm a piece of shit. So I don't do that. It's so much better if I can just go, oh yeah, I have that in my notes app and just copy it and send it to someone.
Yeah, it's that's the only reason why I like that's for every other reason I've started to really love just punching in rather than writing stuff down. Except trying to like that I have to still go back and transcribe everything. And since I make my own lyric videos, I have to do that like right away. So I guess that is one thing, like I can't put it off, and I normally would, but like I can't put it off because I have to do, I'm the one that has to do the thing. But normally, like if I don't punch in, my process is more like I usually make my beats, so I'll make the beat, and then I'll like play a little bit of the beat, think of like a bar or two. Usually I think in 4-bar schemes, so
yeah, same.
I'll think of like a bar, probably the ending bar. I try to come up with the last bar first because that's like usually the best bar, and then everything else I want to like build up to it.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of like I write stuff and then I cut and paste it in like all different a lot of times it's like second or first and second or second and third bars get swapped a lot.
Yeah, I do that.
I'll do like I can't listen to the beat and write at the same time.
I can't do it the other way.
I have to listen to the beat and then get like the rhythm of it in my head, like the tempo and everything, and then like pause it and then dead silence, like right right on my bar.
Oh dude, I can't do that. Like I need to like think of it, and then that's why I'll loop like such little segments at a time, because I usually loop like two bars from what I have into the next like two or three bars of what I'm going to do, and then like I have to write it like while it's at the part, dude. It's so fucking stupid and meticulous. How much do you pay your ghostwriter, by the way? Because mine's getting a little bit kind of cocky with the prices he's been charging me.
Yeah, so fortunately my my ghostwriter's from the Philippines and they have a much weaker currency. So the exchange rate is actually really good. Don't tell anybody. It's actually Jixplosion. So he writes all of my bars. Yeah, people don't know that.
Yeah, Quadeca has been charging me a ton recently. So,
well, dude, that's Quadeca. I mean, you gotta get.
Yeah, well, I just know him as Deca, but
right,
yeah,
I know him as. I actually have the shortest nickname for him because I'm his best friend.
Okay. Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, he told me you thought that, but like, it's whatever.
Like, I don't actually like. So I call him when I'm like talking like about him to other people. When I'm just talking to him, I just don't even say anything, and he knows that I mean him.
We speak in kisses when we communicate.
I actually speak down his open throat.
Quadeca, I really hope you see this.
No, I honestly...
It's going to be like, who are either of you?
You're like, no, I was in one of the YouTube ciphers. Didn't you see?
In full honesty, I had not heard Quadeca until last week, and... Now I'm about to be obsessed with Quadeca. I've been waiting for.
Yeah, I thought Sisyphus was really solid.
Yeah, that's what I heard, and I've been waiting for like a time when I can just like go on a long walk and just like listen to the whole album.
Because I'm glad just, Anthony like... Fantano said I could finally publicly like Quadeca, because otherwise I rely on him for everything.
you gotta. The alternative is. Is to formulate your own opinions, you know, think what you want, and that's frankly terrifying.
It's a lot of work. Yeah, no, yeah. It's like a ton of work.
I mean,
why am I gonna do that? There's other people who's just doing it for me.
Trying to find two of your own brain cells to rub together, you know, when you could be using them for other things.
Well, I gotta shake my head around a lot for those two brain cells to meet up in any sort of meaningful fashion.
Well, I have two brain cells. Currently, one of them is on loan. And Lyndon VA has the other one, so.
Like permanently? Because you said you were so loaning one. So.
Yeah. So he just has it. Yeah. So normally, if I, you know, shake the head around, you hear the little rattle. But.
Dude, I hurt my neck, and earlier today when I turned my head, I could hear it, and that was weird.
Just creaking?
No, like when it would pass about, like, you know, the 12 o'clock position, I would hear, like, and it was coming from the back of my head, like the inside of my bones, you know. I was hearing from the inside of my head. I didn't like that at all. It went away, but I'm just not going to pursue that any further.
Wasn't at all.
No, it was bad. There was a guy that he had some sort of disorder with his inner ear, and he could hear himself like blink and breathe and turn his head, and he could hear his blood flow in his head constantly. That just sounds like the worst fucking. I would just like get my ears turned off, I think, and just be a deaf. Yeah, no, I'd be like, how do you not constantly focus if you hear every blink?
I wonder, like, had he always had that?
Five. Like, those are... No, I think it was, like, the result of an injury or something.
That would be...
Which is horrifying.
Tough. Yeah. Because I can imagine if you always had that, you know, and just thought it was normal. You know, like... Because there's obviously other things that people can hear themselves do. Like, you can hear yourself swallow, and you can... You know, I don't know. There's other things, like... that you can hear. So if it makes sense that if you could always hear, but if it was, yeah, if that just suddenly happened one day, my first thought would be that I had super hearing, and then I would be massively disappointed when it didn't apply to anything else.
Yeah, you have super hearing within your own head.
Yeah.
Which is like so useless. In fact, it's more of a hindrance than anything else.
Yeah, people always say like, oh, that like when you're like 15 and edgy, it's like, I can't, the inside of my head is just so loud, I can't hear anything. But this guy is like, shut up.
That
you
guy
don't
invented
even
all those, like Tumblr posts.
Was the guy. We've been so judgmental this whole time. People who are like, inside of my head is drowning everything out. And he's like, I can hear my ganglions.
Yeah, I had to tape my eyes open to sleep at night.
I can't sleep with my eyes closed. It's messing me up.
Too loud. Yeah
Noisy eyeballs. You know, like when you go to the doctor and sorry, this is America. Imagine if you were able to go to the doctor and you had like one of those like cards that you fill out that says like check any that apply. Like what if one of them was just noisy eyeballs?
I like the idea that he realized he could hear himself blinking, and he went to the doctor and he was like, I don't know what happened, but I can hear myself blinking. And the doctor was like, no, I can hear you blinking too.
You just have the world's heaviest eyelids. I don't know what to tell you,
that's
bro.
Like, that's the new creepypasta.
Yo, those eyelids are just clapping, bro.
I went to the doctor and I told him, Doc, I can hear myself blink. And the doctor said, I can hear you blink too. End of creepypasta.
My favorite thing about creepypastas is that a lot of them are literally like that.
Yeah.
Which is like hilariously ridiculous, right? And yet, Edgar Allan Poe literally wrote a story called Loss of Breath that's about a guy who just stopped being able to breathe, but like is still going around and doing stuff. It makes just as much sense as that.
I was down the rabbit hole. I literally wrote my own creepypasta. This big creepypasta channel hit me up to do a collab. For what reason, I have no idea. They were like, yeah, we like your voice. Would you want to do a narration? And I was like, fuck yeah, dude. And they sent me this creepypasta, and I was like, yo, this is some generic shit. Can I like rewrite this to be good? They begrudgingly agreed. And then I sent them mine, and they were like, yeah, we're going to do this. And then it just never happened. They just stopped answering me. So,
love that.
And I never checked to see like if they uploaded a video of the script I sent them, or if they just like hated it, because it was like it would have made everything else in their channel look really bad. I don't remember what channel it was, but it was a big boy.
Yeah, they're just waiting for you to blow up so that they could finally release him and be like, look who we just got.
Well, I showed you that video that I made in high school, right? Where it was like the creepy.
Yeah.
No, I'm deep in the culture. The, big creep. Yeah.
So just for reference, it was a short film that you had made based on
Candle Cove Experiences, Tales of the Laughing Stock, which is one of my favorite, was one of my favorite creepypastas. If you haven't, I'm dead ass. There's I don't even like calling it a creepypasta because it's like so much better. It's called Pen Pals. It's a series of short stories. Actually, I think it got modified into a book. But super fucking creepy to read. And there's one guy that does a pretty solid narration of it, with like sound effects and stuff like that. Dog, it's fucking creepy. It's like 5.5 hours long, the narration. It'd be way quicker to read it, but the narration's pretty fun. It scared the piss out of me. I didn't like it.
You see, I don't really go for horror, so this is all like brand new knowledge to me. It's just like fascinating because I was never into creepypastas because I would have genuinely like had problems.
No, I heard there's a channel I like called Mr. Ballin. He does like true crime and like supernatural stories and shit, and he told one personal story that he swore was true, and it scared me so much that for the past like, I don't know, 2 weeks, I've slept with my neon sign on at night. Because like just the imagery of what he described was so fucking horrifying. And for him to be like, yeah, no, like I'm a military vet, I've never had a supernatural experience since or before that, I don't know how the fuck to explain it. It ruined my friendships with all of those people involved, and it like seriously fucked my life up. I was like, I don't think he's lying. I don't necessarily know like whether it was like carbon monoxide poisoning or it, like, you know, a night terror or some shit. But it happened 3 nights in a row, and there was some like physical world interaction that's like kind of hard to explain otherwise. But yeah, that shit fucked me up. And then for like the past 2 weeks, I've been sleeping with my
neon sign that says baby. "Girls, girls, girls" here that you have in your window.
No, this one says "White kid kills it in high school rap battle" in parentheses, Ashton Larrold.
And then it has like the rest of it is problematic. I appreciate you not reading that out.
Anytime.
Yeah, it's cool that they gave that Susan from YouTube specifically sent you that. Most people
in lieu
get like
of my play button.
Yeah, most people just get a play button, but you got the neon sign.
She sent me a lock of her hair too, which was weird. I didn't expect that. Yeah, I cloned her actually. I put it in the microwave. Yeah.
Now we have like the next phase is to replace the real Susan with one that's actually been like raised by a YouTuber and you know knows what's up.
Careful. Careful, all right? I'm trying very hard to ditch the term YouTuber. I am a man of YouTube.
I was talking about how you like to get on a tube and sail down rivers.
Yeah.
Like
go
a tube raft?
The whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. No, that I do. Yeah. Obviously.
And you take that sheep on board with you, a YouTuber. What did you think of? What did you say? What was the question?
Dude, fuck you for that one. Can we make that is that already a website? I'm looking that up.
YouTube.
It might be.
I would be afraid of what YouTube might be. Oh, we've got some questions from chat. I forgot you can't see these. Lance says, what priest, what Magic the Gathering Ravnica guild would you be in? My Magic the Gathering knowledge is limited. Like, I play MTG, like, just the card game, but I don't know
any of
the
lore.
We
should play sometime.
Yeah, I haven't played in a minute, but I'd be down. What's your, what kind of deck do you go with?
Oh, dude, I can't remember. I was using, Lightbearer, is that the white one? I don't fucking remember.
Yeah.
I was using the white ones for a little bit. I made a couple pretty decent decks on MTG Arena, and I was beating all my friends. And then they were like, "Bro, your deck's cheap." And I was like, "We played against each other with the same deck. I'm just, I'm Lelouch, and you're a baby." So,
hey, shout out to baby.
Honestly, let's go.
I was using I started out with like all green, and most of my physical cards are green.
Mm.
But then I started really liking the blue deck.
I like the green decks too, because you can get some beefy boys out there, like pretty early game.
Well, blue and black are great until you get a bad shuffle.
Yeah.
And then it's just...
And then they're really bad.
Then they're really, really bad. You're just totally screwed. Yeah. Black and white is something that I would like to explore more.
That's I was playing around like for a little bit. Like I was like playing ranked and stuff. And it's either like it's very binary. It's like there's not too many times where it's like going one way and then it's going the other. It's like either I'm getting absolutely shit stomped or I'm the man stomping the shit. I was with Hearthstone's the same thing, kind of.
See, I've never played Hearthstone.
Hearthstone actually it's a little bit more nuanced sometimes where, like, a motherfucker will get me down bad, and I'll actually be able to come back. Hearthstone's another good trading game. It's basically pay to win at this point because the meta is constantly evolving, and, like, to get new packs normally is just to...
Yeah.
Without paying.
I wish that I had been able to play, like, TCGs growing up, because I think I would have really liked them. I think, like, by the time that I got into them, everybody else was already so good at them, and I'd been playing them for so long that it was just, like, really difficult. But I do like playing MTG.
So I'm actually staring at a 5-gallon Napa bucket of Magic the Gathering cards that I procured from Walmart in a different way than normally would be done. I'm not sure what the statute of limitations on shoplifting is, but I stole them. I stole lots of them. And I sold some of them and made...
We got them.
Fuck, dude.
It was a honeypot.
It was a good run. This whole time you've just been baiting me into admitting that I stole trading cards in high school.
That was the play all along. From when I watched your video in high school up till now. I was like, when I grow up, I'm going to be a Fed.
You can't get away. So, did you always know that you were going to be really tall?
So, when I was a baby, I was much shorter. And then I changed my mind after that and got taller.
Right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Did you just, like... If you, like, push harder, does it help? Because I know some... I know it doesn't, you know, I hate to be that guy, but, like, I do have some tall friends.
Okay. Careful.
And, like, yeah, no, they're Leviathans. Just real, like, my one friend, Casey, shout out Casey. We call him the Burj Khalifa. He's just, he's ridiculous. Barely sentient, because we can't. The time it takes for his neurons to fire and form thoughts is just like we're... You know how giants in movies move really slow and like... Yeah. No, it's hard to interact with him, but he's good to have around.
Yeah. Well, you know how like reflexes, like when you do something reflexively, like it's an impulse sent from your spinal cord, not from your brain. So for me, that takes about 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Yeah, I bought Amazon Prime because I'm 6 foot, but like...
Because if you're an Amazon, you'd be very tall, so they call it that.
Right. Yeah, we did it again, by the way. Yeah.
Sorry, I blacked out 5 minutes ago. What happened? Here's another question from the chat. Hydra says, hey, Ashton, is the Ashton Laryl channel your only one? Just subbed.
Thank you for the sub. It is not. I also have Hakujin Rap. Which, if you just like watch Game Boy Jones's most recent video or whatever, I'm sure he linked it in the description. That being said, I'm kind of like shooting for this goal of reaching 1,000 subs without posting a video, because so far I've just done Nerdcore features. And initially it was like a joke, like haha, like when are you gonna put out content? And now I'm kind of like, I don't know. Maybe like, I want to see how big I can get this channel before I ever post a video. And then, you know, it's going to take off once I use all my industry connections and
do the
Maguire method. But
industry plant Maguire.
Yeah. He's just such a just a sneaky little industry plant, you know?
Just a real, he's like the band, the Monkees, but it's just him and he's worse.
You know that he knows, video game rap battles, that guy?
No way.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Dude, him and Cam Steady are both friends with him.
Video game rap battles and Cam Steady and, are both friends with McGuire?
Well, yeah, and Video Game Rap Battles is friends with Cam Steady.
I didn't know that VGRB lives... and Cam were friends.
Yeah, so I think they linked up, like, Steady Cam and... I'm sorry, Cam Steady. Sorry, it's just... You know, old habits.
Yeah.
He lives with McGuire, and I don't know how... I think they, like, went to the same college or something. But, yeah, they both know VGRB.
That's crazy. Kind of crazy. Wow.
Small world. Yeah.
Amazing. I hate it here.
I know. Just... Like, it's so unbelievably dry. It's just... I need to wet my whistle, actually.
Sorry, I couldn't tell if you're doing your Ben Shapiro impression.
Matt, dude, what I wouldn't give to be a fly on the wall in that household for like a day. I can't even imagine. Like, I don't think I've ever seen him drink water. I don't know what he does, you know, aside from play devil's advocate and have horrible takes.
I just want to know what where he's going with that one stick of wood.
He's building a bird. I don't know. What?
Birdhouse? Maybe?
I was going to say, but like, what kind of bird? Like an origami bird of like made out of a gum wrapper? Like, what are you going to... Also, he spent like $80 on that piece of wood, dude. Lumber prices are skyrocketing recently.
Yeah, poplar? I mean...
Yeah, way to flex your wealth during a pandemic, Ben. Oh, I could afford lumber. Fuck you, dude. Dickhead. Oh, I noticed the single-use plastic bag that you wrapped around your one board of lumber, too, instead of just carrying it to your car.
Next time I buy a car, I'm putting it in one of those bags to take it home.
Save on gas. That'll lower your carbon footprint.
Gonna pose with my Malibu in my shopping bag.
Love that. Wrapped around
one tire.
An ecologically conscious king.
I kind of wish that you could get grocery bags that were the size of whatever item you just bought, even for really big stuff. Just because I really want to see a yacht in
a bag,
like a Have a Nice Day bag.
That'd be cool. How big are yachts again? Like a couple feet?
They gotta be at least 10 feet long.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know like how it scales because you know it's like miles and nautical miles, so I don't know how it scales when you're dealing with the water.
Yeah, well, let's see. Miles is from Spider-Man, and he's about 5'7". So,
and nautical miles is Aquaman.
Would be Aquaman.
And he's like 6'3" or something, I think.
Yeah. He's played by Jason Sudeikis. Stipendium says...
I thought it was Jason Derulo.
Was it not Jason Statham?
No, it was Jason Mraz.
It had to be just Jason from the Percy Jackson sequels. I genuinely could not remember Jason Momoa's name.
That's okay. We did our best. Jason fucking Sudeikis.
Stipendium says, pretty sure you buy yachts small and then they expand in water. Ah, thus the name Lil Yachty.
Oh, dude. Yeah, he's grown.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's like a Mogwai. Like, you put him in water, things change. You know?
Yeah. That's how my doctor induced puberty in me. You just put me in a bath.
Oh. I took one of those dinosaur pills.
Don't do... Did you, like... Is this pre-COVID or?
Took a lot of those dinosaur pills.
Yeah, those things were kind of.
Shout out Tev and bro. Chat. What's good, Tev? With the crying Pat emote.
feel unnecessarily bloated right now off one seltzer. I don't feel good.
You said it was mad carbonated, didn't you?
It was. It was also like too flavorful. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
I bet Guy Fieri wouldn't have thought it was too flavorful. Maybe you're just weak.
I'll make Guy Fieri eat this fucking can. It specifically says Vizzy Hard Seltzer's hint of raspberry tangerine. There was a hint of seltzer buried under a mountain of raspberry tangerine flavor with Areola superfruit supplements fucking
strewn about. I don't think that
about.
Says Areola superfruit supplements.
Well, I'm not going to show you the can, so I guess you'll never fucking know. In my head canon, it says Areola. It's just breast milk. Areola superfruit is just breast milk.
Hint of breast. Welcome to the Breast Freest Club again. No, what was it? When Rustage was on here, he called it the...
You had Rustage on here?
Yeah, a bit ago. He,
Flex.
He called it the Breastfeed Club, like, by mistake. Like, he was trying to say the name of it. As I recall, I'd have to go back and listen. I don't think it was an intentional joke. If it was, I apologize. But in my memory, he tried to say breakfast, and he said breastfeed by mistake.
Yeah, no, I haven't been on the Breastfeed Club in years.
Oh,
probably
dude.
Since I was like 11 or so.
Your mom sounds cool.
Dude, I've seen like videos of people who are like, no, like I breastfed my son till he was 8, and I'm like, don't do that. Like, your kid might remember that. Like, that's gonna hurt him later down the line, I feel like. I don't know. Mentally, that's not good. But what do I know? I dropped out of college, so.
Breastfeed yourself. Be a man.
Yeah, you know, when I was a fucking kid, I didn't have nobody to give me fucking anything. I had to breastfeed myself every day, every morning. I'd breastfeed myself. That's how I got my name.
Tev,
Barry the Breastfeeder.
Tev, Automod is going crazy on you, and I don't... Am I going to get canceled again if I allow you, true evil villain, to say the N-word in my chat? If I allow that, am I canceled? I got roasted for doing it one time in a Schwabity stream. for allowing the word.
Mm.
Oh, boy.
Well...
I think I can allow the phrase sucking a titty.
No, it's a part
this
of.
It's tough.
That's nature, you know what I mean? Sucking titties.
Kev, by the way, says if he been sucking a titty for 8 years, he has to be a mutant. he says that fella has superpowers.
I do. Yeah, I have acid reflux.
Who's that mutant from X-Men that has acid reflux?
Like Professor X.
Yes. Yeah. Right. The X stands for reflux. It's one of those backwards initialisms.
Yeah, he has a lot of dietary restrictions. But no, I heard he's doing better now.
That's good.
Because he died at the end of that one movie.
And he's better than that?
Well, they have like tons of Pepto-Bismol and Tums in mutant heaven, so.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Tev says, I think you're thinking on Magneto. Yeah.
No, that was the cure, like magnesium, like because that's his powers.
Right.
He shoots milk of magnesia into your mouth or whatever. Is that for that, or is that milk of, what is milk of magnesia? I don't know what that's for.
Guess we'll find out. Milk of magnesia. What's it for? What do it do? It can treat upset stomach and heartburn.
Okay. All
there
right.
There we go. No prescription needed.
Yeah, fuck almond milk. I'm just going
to
drink magnet milk from
now. Caked off of milk of magnesia.
Pop a couple dino pills, wash it down with some magnet milk, and
yeah,
just see where the night takes me. You know, it's like Project X.
What's your favorite dino pill? Which
I'm an Aries.
An Aries?
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm an atheist myself, but I respect it. I'm just going to keep saying that.
I wish I had a cool... Like, I like Carnotaurus and Spinosaurus.
Oh, you gotta. Carnotaurus? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of, like, as dinosaurs go, like, fairly recently discovered.
Yeah, no, they just found him, like when, after they started finding the other ones, so for
they
sure.
They straight up did.
Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, it took them a while to finally get around to it, like quite a while, but no, they,
Tev
he's
says,
lit though.
Tev says he was chilling at my crib the whole time. Tev keeps all the good dinos.
Does he?
Oh yeah. Oh, you've been to Tev's place? Bro.
No, bro.
He had a Stegosaurus. He had an Edmontosaurus.
Whoa.
Bro, he had
That's that like appetizer that you get at like Japanese restaurants, right?
Yeah.
The little peas.
Yeah, and in the garage, he had an Argentinosaurus. His garage.
That's the big sauropod, right?
Biggest.
Well, there could be a bigger one, dude.
Well, all right, well, we don't have to compare sauropods.
It's not a contest. It's not about how big it is. Yeah, no, my sauropod is average.
That's fine. You got like a Diplodocus.
No, I just got STD tested in like October, so I don't have any of that.
Tev says that just made me yell. Do you think, by the way, that if we called up some other artists, we could maybe have Diplodocus?
I don't. Are you asking if Diplo would dock up?
I'm saying is the possibility could be there.
I mean, 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
So probably.
6 degrees of separation. Also that many degrees from Hitler. Is that the Kevin Smith thing? Where you go on Wikipedia and you six clicks.
That's an interesting one. I would like to try that out
I'm getting it conflated. I thought that it was a game he invented. That's not true. What I was thinking of was a game called 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon, which is where you go on Wikipedia and you try and get to Kevin Bacon in six clicks.
I feel like if you start on tardigrade, you're not getting to Kevin Bacon in six clicks.
Let's try it out.
Let's do it.
Let's see. Can I pull up a window capture on stream? This might be the way. All right, so we'll go to. All right, so we go to tardigrade on Wikipedia, and let me pull that up in stream.
Dude, if we get to Kevin Bacon within six clicks, I'm gonna be upset.
I mean, there is only one way to find out.
So there's so many ways to click, though. Like.
Yeah. Add new source.
Okay, well, it says that they're a phylum of eight-legged segmented microanimals, so we might only need, like, one or two clicks, because I think Kevin Bacon is also a segmented microanimal.
Here we go. Let's make this, You know what? Let's just make this full screen. Okay. Or mostly full screen. Put that just barely above us. Okay, here we go. Now everyone can see there's no funny business.
This None.
This is happening in real time.
This is science. This is serious.
For your very eyes. See if we can get to Kevin Bacon in six clicks. It might take a couple tries.
I'm going to hit nematodes.
All right.
That's click one for me.
So tardigrades, let's see.
Our families. Kevin Bacon has a family.
Antarctic. Microscope. Let's see. Here's the word bear and barnacle. Just kind of thinking of some things. A big problem for me is I don't really know much about Kevin Bacon. So if I could think of the names of some Kevin Bacon, you know, movies, that would be easier.
But he was in botanical nomenclature, wasn't he?
Wasn't he in Mariana Trench?
Yeah, that was It was him, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Kevin Hart, I think.
Oh,
it
here
was
we like go. A... Wait a minute. Pop culture. In popular culture. Oh, this might be the one. I'm going to go to Family Guy because everybody is referenced in Family Guy. So one click for me takes me to Family Guy.
Dude, that's fucked up. Where is pop culture? I gotta find this.
Is it cheating? It's probably not cheating if I use Control F. Can I find Kevin Bacon? No. Oh, but there is Kevin.
Oh shit, dude.
But that might be just a subset of a Family Guy. I can't get to Kevin though.
All right, you stay on Family Guy. I'm gonna go to South Park.
Okay. Oh, you might get there faster from South Park.
Guest stars.
I don't think it's cheating if I see what movies Kevin Bacon is in. Because it's just about the number of clicks, not about your prior knowledge.
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon, Footloose, Tremors. Oh, Footloose, okay. I wonder if there's anything on Footloose.
How do you search for a name?
It's just Control F. I know this might not be it. Here's the Hollywood Reporter. That might be something.
Damn. Dude, they've had like everyone on except for Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
They had PewDiePie on, bro.
Yeah, Stupendium is probably right. I'd have gone Ant-Man. I can see a route from there. I think I messed up. You know what, though? I will actually retract my previous click. And I will go with Ant-Man instead. Because I was going to go with Ant-Man until I saw Family Guy. So let's see Ant-Man.
I'm gonna hit Henry Winkler from South Park and just keep
let's
searching
see.
The pages
who
for
in
Kevin
here
Bacon.
Has I bet Michael Douglas has worked with Kevin Bacon. Right?
Probably.
Go to Michael
I
Douglas.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's two clicks.
Oh, you know what, dude? Alright, so wait, so it was Tardigrade to South Park to Henry Winkler. And that's two clicks. Golden Globe Award for Best Actor. Go to that page. And now Control F.
Stoops says that Kevin Bacon has been in a Marvel film. Which one was he in then?
Kevin Bacon's never won. Fuck you, Kevin Costner, you bitch. Fuck. He's the only Kevin.
Oh, he was in Balto.
Kevin Spacey.
Which one was he in? Whoops.
Damn, dude.
Kevin Bacon Marvel. It says he would... Who is Kevin Bacon Avengers? Oh, he was in... okay. He was in X-Men First Class, the worst one. No wonder I don't remember him.
Kevin Bacon was in that?
Yeah, is he in Spider-Man? Wait. Third Amazing Spider-Man. Well, there is no Third Amazing Spider-Man. Right?
I don't know. A lot of Kevin Klein, Kevin Costner, Kevin McAllister. It's the name of a kid.
So maybe we can get... We can probably get to Marvel here from... I was at Ant-Man and then I... Hang on, I'm going to retract a click. And retract a click... So I'm on one click. Let's go to Marvel. Marvel Studios. Oh, but it's not Marvel Studios, is it? Or is it? Let's go to X-Men. There's one there. That's three clicks. Let's see. X-Men First Class, four clicks. Cast. Let's go. There he is, Kevin Bacon. What was that? Four or five clicks? I'm not Kevin Bacon. Going through the Ant-Man route. And
well, God
it wasn't
damn,
all
dude.
In one try. It was five clicks
no,
total.
No, but like it was possible to get there
possible.
From fucking tardigrade.
Yeah. 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 I'm telling you, it's a known phenomenon. Five clicks total. get to Kevin Bacon from Tardigrade. That's just the power of Kevin Bacon.
I don't know what I would do with that kind of power. I don't know that I'm mature enough to really handle that type of authority.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's there's a reason why they don't let anyone have Kevin Bacon.
Who?
They don't just... You can't just
who's
have...
Who's they, Freest?
They... It's the people...
Who's they, Freest?
I want
you to tell me, Freest. Who's they?
It's that organization from Glass that keeps people from having Kevin Bacon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense. Now that you...
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Put it into those... into that context. This is such a dumb way to end this episode, but not an out of character dumb way to end this episode. But we're coming up on an hour here, and that's about the cap for these.
Okay.
So, but before we head out, I usually like to throw in something at the end that's just like
Alex Jones breastfed himself.
When are you setting up your new merch that says Alex Jones breastfed himself?
I'll do that right now. Can I get sued for that? I don't know.
Not by Alex Jones.
Well, I guess it's only like...
You think Alex Jones is going to... Is Alex Jones going to sue anybody for defamation? Does he have a leg to stand on?
I don't know.
Like, I feel like he'd show up to a court and they'd be
like... I've never seen him stand.
They'd be like, you... That's a good point. They'd be like,
I don't know if he trusts the courts.
He probably doesn't.
Or lawyers.
Yeah, you'd probably be fine.
All right. Well, that's something. If I put it in quotes, then it's not even a statement. Then I'm just
right. Yeah. It's like how if you if you're very religious, there's some loopholes where you can like swear if it's in quotes. It's like that.
Well, it sounds like my new merch is dropping pretty soon then.
It's like I think it was either Dimitri Martin or Stephen Wright who had that bit where he was like, I wish that when I was born the first thing that I said was quote, so the last thing I could say before I died was unquote.
That would have been pretty sick.
Yeah.
I'm gonna drop this merch tomorrow, I think.
Sick. Before we go, let's go back to an old favorite, and why don't you drop just a short phrase that everybody can try and rhyme, either in this chat or in the comments of the video when it comes out.
Short phrase?
Short phrase. Could be anything.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon got my mind swerving.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon got my mind swerving. Okay, I'm going to rhyme those separately. 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, fix your knees, you got them shaking.
My heart's hurting.
And my heart's hurting. There we go. Hey, team effort.
That's a song.
It is a song. Where can people find you online? We've already dropped a couple links, but generally, where do you hang out?
Spotify, YouTube, Pornhub, X-Hamster, anywhere you want, really. Just look up Ashton Larrold or, like, whatever, and yeah, you'll find me. It's not a big deal. I don't got a lot going on.
Be sure to follow Patched and Leg Hair on Twitter. is that still your display name?
It is, yeah.
Another great team effort. Y'all can find me, of course, here on twitch.tv/freest26e's in the middle, FREEEECED, which is where we record this every week. Twitter at me freest, Instagram at freest raps, TikTok at freest. YouTube.
Are you on five? That was your number five.
Yeah, number five. That's not bad. You yawned like four times in the first like 3 minutes we were talking earlier.
No, I've been just so discombobulation. Yeah, this copulation was so stimulating that I just...
We did say at the very beginning of this episode that we were docked, so I don't know what to do with that information.
Well, I guess it's about time that we undock.
I just realized that might have been something we said.
I'll hit safely eject.
That might have been something we said before the episode began, and now I'm highly worried that it was. What else? So YouTube.com/Freest, YouTube.com/F2CED for my second channel, which is where this podcast goes. Really, just Google Freest and follow it from there. You'll find me. So, yeah.
Number six. Fuck.
All right. Seems like we're getting out of this at just the right time.
I know. As soon as we undocked.
I'm Freest. That's Ashton Lerald, aka Hakujin. This has been Breakfast Club. Thanks for listening. Take care.